morning at 6:29 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. I'm Rich Jones. Hope you had a nice, restful weekend. We start off this week on a pretty decent note with the weather. A mix of sun and clouds today. It's a 7 on the weather meter. Rather breezy and mild. Not all that oppressively hot. Temps only in the upper 80s today. The increasing chance for storms continuing through the week straight ahead in your forecast. First, though, it's the three big things you need to know.
Three.
The owners of some 500,000 Ram pickups with defective steering going to be able to trade in the vehicles or get money from Fiat Chrysler. Fiat reaching an agreement with NHTSA, record $105 million fine. Bobby Christina Brown has died in an Atlanta area hospice nearly 6 months after she was found unconscious in her home. She was just 22.
One.
At our top local story, I wish I had better news for you, but in the fourth day of searching for Lonzi Barton, investigators now focusing on retention ponds near 295 and Phillips Highway.
If there's a puddle, we're going to be in it. And there are woods that we're searching. If there's a tree, we're going to be under it. And that will continue until I have no more information.
I tell you, the investigators have been out there day in, day out since Friday morning, and they have been in ponds. They've been searching woods. Live team coverage begins with WOKV's Christy Turner in the area near the avenues where, when last we heard last night, Christy, police used the terms searching for a body several times.
And JSO says it wasn't by chance they searched retention ponds near the avenues. Several tips brought them here along Phillips and 295. They've been able to eliminate some areas, but as time slips, so does their chances and hopes of finding Lonzi alive. The information they've gathered now leads them to believe this is an effort to recover his body, and those efforts will continue today with more than 150 law enforcement officers from several departments and counties assisting in the search. And continuing our team coverage, we're taking a closer look at the history of the man police have identified as the suspect in Lonzi's disappearance.
William Ebron wasn't supposed to have any contact with Lonzi's mother because of a pending case in Baker County, but they were living together according to court records. He also has a history of arrests in Jacksonville, including domestic battery and drugs. He's now charged with child neglect as the investigation moves forward. On the South Side, I'm Stephanie Brown, News 104.5 WOKV.
Traffic. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris. When rain and storms increase again in the WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Leaving downtown on 95 South, you want to give yourself 14 minutes to get from the top of the Fuller Warren Bridge down to the avenues. In Orange Park, delays are building on both US 17 and Blanding Boulevard south and north of the West Beltway. Team traffic in 4 minutes.
This portion of Jacksonville's Morning News brought to you by the Jacksonville Boat Club on News 104.5 and AM 690 WOKV News Time 6:32.
I'm Kevin Rayfuse.
And I'm Annalise Delgado. Our top national story, forced to pay the largest fine ever to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Yeah, Fiat Chrysler will have to pay a record $105 million in fines for not properly executing 23 recalls.
And that's not their only punishment. The automaker will also have to buy back nearly a 500,000 recalled vehicles, which includes Ram pickup trucks that have defective steering parts. In addition, owners of more than a million older Jeeps will also be able to trade them in or have their repairs paid for. Sarah Thompson, News 104.5 WOKV.
The administration says the company put millions of people and the general driving public at risk.
Back here on the First Coast, it's a shooting that rocked Riverside.
I can only imagine the man he would have became if he was allowed to live his life.
Such an emotional story. Now the Blind Rabbit restaurant, where a young father was shot on the job last week, is making changes.
Yeah, they added more lights around the alleyway in the back of the business this weekend. They hope it's a step to keep the area safe. So far, no one has been arrested for shooting and killing 20-year-old Daniel Rowe.
And it wasn't your normal weekend.
Welcome to the Capitol on a Sunday.
Senators gathered Sunday in a rare session to discuss reviving the Export-Import Bank.
But WOKV's Washington insider Jamie Dupree says the session was dominated by Republican infighting.
There was no misrepresentation made by the majority leader.
Senior Republicans defending their Senate leader from the attacks of Ted Cruz.
The American people deserve to know the truth.
His effort, though, to block the reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank failed by a wide margin, but left a bitter taste in the mouths of many Republicans.
And you can read more about what exactly went down in the Senate yesterday on Jamie's blog at WOKV.com.
Breaking news out of Georgia while you were sleeping. After more than 6 months in a coma, Bobby Christina Brown has died at the age of 22, according to a family spokesperson.
Now, Brown was the daughter of Whitney Houston and R&B singer Bobby Brown and would occasionally take the stage with her mother.
She has something to say.
Hey, Bobby Christina, just wanna say, clap your hands.
She was found unresponsive in a bathtub in her own home earlier this year.
Well, a small business loan program used by thousands of Floridians has come to a halt after reaching its lending limit last week.
Since October, more than 2,300 Florida businesses have used this specific program to borrow $1.1 billion. Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton says small businesses could be forced to scale back.
They will have to start laying people off.
In Washington, Kyla Campbell, News 104.5 WOKV.
A bill increasing the lending limit has passed the Senate, but it still waits approval in the House.
We're deeply saddened by this.
As a memorial was held Sunday in honor of the two victims killed in last week's movie theater shooting, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal went on defense when it comes to his state's gun laws.
If Hauser had been involuntarily committed here in Louisiana, that information would have automatically, we would have reported that to the National Background Check System.
That's Jindal on CBS's Face the Nation. The suspected shooter, John Hauser, reportedly had a history of mental health issues, which Jindal says should have stopped him from buying a gun.
Latest on You Decide 2016.
Well, over the past few weeks, we've seen Republican presidential candidates turning on each other. Now Hillary Clinton is taking a few shots of her own when it comes to climate change.
They will answer any question about climate change by saying, I'm not a scientist. Well, I'm not a scientist either. I'm just a grandmother with two eyes and a brain, and I know we're facing a huge problem from climate change.
Clinton says if she's elected, she would like to have half a billion solar panels installed across the country by the end of her first term. WOKV News Time, 6:35.
Another note in You Decide 2016, CNN with another poll out, another one that shows Donald Trump in the lead, 18% among Republican voters, Jeb Bush at 15%, nipping on his heels, 10% for Scott Walker. News isn't all that great for Trump, though. It shows almost 60% of all registered voters don't like him. Weather and traffic come your way more often on Jacksonville's Morning News than any other morning show in Jacksonville. Four times every hour, the extended five-day forecast with CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Not all that hot for late July today. Under partly cloudy skies, a few showers closer to the coast this morning. More inland this afternoon when there could also be a thunderstorm, mainly near and west of Interstate 95, highs in the upper 80s. An isolated shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, down to 74. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms increase a bit for tomorrow afternoon with a high of 92. Those hotter temperatures continue for the rest of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be partly sunny, scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms, and highs in the low to mid-90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris. Join me today starting at 5 p.m. on CBS 47 Action News Jax.
Scattered clouds overhead. It's been a really nice-looking sunrise, officially at 641 at the beaches, but dawn of another beautiful day on the first coast. At 79 right now in Ponte Vedra Beach, 77 at Jacksonville's Severe Weather Station.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Clay, drivers leaving Orange Park over on the West Beltway North. You're looking pretty good right now. Just 7 minutes to get from Blanding Boulevard up through the west side to I-10. And if you're going to be heading into downtown, coming in from the west side over on I-10 eastbound, I'm still not seeing any delays from the West Beltway all the way to the 1095 split. Now, let's go ahead and check in with Danny leaving St. John's on 95 North.
There are no delays. Give yourself 14 minutes from County Road 210 to Butler Boulevard.
And coming in from the beaches, here's Sherry with the FDOT 511 Road Report.
It's a good-looking ride coming in from the beaches on Butler westbound. Only 13 minutes between A1A and I-95.
Hitting delays on your way to work? Join the traffic team by sounding off with an open mic on our mobile app. With Jacksonville's only team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning, I'm Tim Tompkins.
I'm Rich Jones. What a bizarre twist that we learned over the weekend in the search for 21-month-old Lonzie Barton.
I'm WOKV's Gene Wexler, and coming up, the connection between Lonzie Barton and Haley Cummings, who's been missing since 2009.
WOKV News Time, 6:38. Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues as you plug back in after the weekend. Turned out to be a really nice Sunday, didn't it? And today winds have become onshore, so it's actually not as hot for the last week of July. We will see showers, especially closer to the coast in the morning, inland by the afternoon. It's still going to be humid. It's summertime in northeast Florida, after all. In the tropics, we're still monitoring the western Atlantic and or the Gulf of Mexico for the possibility of seeing something develop. Actually, here's what Mike Burrish was telling me this morning.
The potential is there for gradual development. We really don't have anything on the map yet, but we have an area of low pressure trying to get going over the northeastern Gulf. There'll be another one over the western Atlantic. Either one could try to develop into something tropical. The process will be fairly slow and rather long, but something to keep an eye on. There's certainly nothing imminent of any great concern, but it will also add that tropical moisture supply across the area to enhance our rainfall over the next week or so after coming off a heavy week of rain.
Where we saw anywhere between 2 and 6
6 inches, locally more. In fact, in the Nocatee area, Mike said that we saw upwards of 8 inches of rain just over the last week. When we're next in for rain and thunderstorms ahead in your forecast. WOKV News time is 6:40.
I'm Annalise Delgado.
And I'm Kevin Rayfuse. Vacation gone wrong. Those sounds of chaos are from the so-called happiest place on earth, Disney World.
Yeah, a brawl among three women broke out in a line inside the Epcot Park, complete with yelling, punching, and even one woman hitting another with an umbrella. You can watch the video of the brawl. We have it posted at WOKV.com under Irresistible Headlines. No one was arrested.
Continuing our team coverage now of our top story.
Lonzie Barton's family confirms he's a distant relative of Haley Cummings, a girl who disappeared from Putnam County in 2009.
Haley's mother is apparently related to Lonzie's father. Haley went missing from her home in the middle of the night. She still hasn't been found. A woman who's apparently Lonzie's aunt posted on Facebook that his disappearance hits home for the family, as they've gone through this before. Gene Wexler, News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV News Time, 6:42.
Search and rescue or recovery crews are back out once again today.
It is trying on these officers. It's hot. It's frustrating. It's tiring.
They continue to search the area near the Avenues Mall, 295 Phillips Highway, multiple bodies of water, retention ponds, and the like. We will keep you up to date with incident updates here. When you're away from your car radio, follow along on Twitter. With Jacksonville's most accurate weather, here's CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy skies today. A little bit breezy at times, especially at the beaches, with a few coastal showers this morning. And mainly an inland afternoon shower, a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s. An isolated shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, the low 74. And partly sunny. A little bit hotter again for tomorrow and Wednesday, with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms increasing some and highs in the low to mid 90s. With your first alert forecast, I'm Action News Jack's Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Scattered clouds at 77 right now in Bartram Springs, 75 at Jacksonville's Severe Weather Station.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
We'll leave in Orange Park and Clay over on the West Beltway South, taking a look at those FDOT traffic cameras, and your drive's a bit better than it normally is at this time of the morning. I'm not seeing any delays over the Buckman or through Mandarin. It's still just 10 minutes to get from Blanding Boulevard to the 95 exits. 95 North, leaving St. John's. Here's Danny with your update.
You are moving up to speed. Give yourself 22 minutes from County Road 210 to the top of the Fuller Warren.
And now let's go ahead and check in with Sherry over on the East Beltway with the FDOT 511 Road Report.
It's still a speed limit ride on the East Beltway southbound crossing the James Point Bridge. 11 minutes to get from Heckscher to Butler.
And you're looking at a problem-free drive coming in from the beaches on Butler Beach and Atlantic Boulevard from A1A out over the Intracoastal to the East Beltway. With Jacksonville's only team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning, I'm Tim Thompson. Tompkins.
I'm Rich Jones. It's the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. We've got our eyes on a couple of different locations in the search for Lonzie Barton, both the memorial, which is set up in a park. The hashtag Find Lonzie continues to gain traction nationwide as the story is now gone nationwide in the Amber Alert. And then also in retention ponds around the Avenues Mall area, a lot of searching through Mandarin and Bayard. We will keep you up to date just the moment that we have any new information to share from police. Not sure if we're going to get a morning update from them, but the last we heard was about 8 o'clock last night. We will keep you up to date. Instant updates follow along in the News 104.5 app. WOKV News time is 6:44.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of Whitney Houston, has passed away in an Atlanta area hospice nearly 6 months after she was found unconscious in her home. She was just 22. The owners of some 500,000 Ram pickups with defective steering going to be able to trade in those vehicles or get money from Fiat Chrysler to have them repaired. Part of an agreement between NHTSA and Fiat Chrysler, hitting them with a $105 million fine for shortcomings in reporting defects and inadequate recall procedures. Their top local story, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office still holding out hope that 21-month-old Lonzie Barton will be found alive. They're not yet ready to label the search a recovery mission, though. In their last briefing last night, they referred to recovering his body several times.
The right thing to do is to find Lonzie and put Lonzie back in his mother's arms.
Police continuing to search bodies of water around the south side near the avenues. We have several reporters fanned across the avenues and south side area working to update you throughout the morning. 6:47 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.
We tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.